Sean, thank you. Sean Sutton from the National Crime Agency. 7:52 now.
Just a slight warning about some of the details in the story we're about to talk about, because they are pretty disturbing. This concerns an NHS report which has revealed that hospital staff left a premature baby in a sluice room to die alone, and in a separate case, misdiagnosed a mother who died from a catastrophic hemorrhage. This review, carried out by Pennine Acute Hospitals NHS Trust, found several unacceptable situations at its Royal Oldham and North Manchester General Hospitals. Our reporter, Pav Bharti, has been following the story. Shocking details to emerge from this report, Pav. What can you tell us?
There really has been. Now, the report was uncovered by the Manchester Evening News, and it truly is shocking, as you said. It looked at several incidents, including one where a baby died because staff failed to spot that its mother's blood was rhesus negative, which can be dangerous in pregnancies. Another mother died because staff mistakenly diagnosed her erratic behaviour as a mental health problem when, in actual fact, she was suffering from what the report described as a catastrophic hemorrhage, which went on to kill her. And in another extremely sad incident, a premature baby, which was born before the legally viable date of 22 weeks, was put in a Moses basket and left to die, as you said, in a sluice room, which is basically an area of the hospital where bedpans and sick bowls are emptied.
So the report, why was it commissioned? What was it? And why were they so reluctant to release it?
Well, the report is part of an internal review into maternity services at the Pennine Acute Trust, which looks after the North Manchester General Hospital and the Royal Oldham Hospital. They commissioned it after they were heavily criticised by the watchdog, the CQC, which is the Care Quality Commission. Now, we did ask Pennine for an interview, but instead they sent us a long statement. And the Trust says that this review was one of several which took place as the hospitals involved worked to fully understand the issues and problems that were affecting services and what urgent action needed to be taken to improve patient care, making it more safe and making it more reliable. Now, it says as a result of this report, it set out specific areas that they needed to improve. So they're increasing investment, they're increasing their staffing, they're going to be better trained, and they're basically appointing a whole new leadership team to sort of drive up the quality, safety and the performance of the hospitals.
Thank you, Pav Bharti, on that report into those hospitals in the Manchester area. It's 7:54.